to local radio. 98.3 FM WCQM, Park Falls, a Civic Media station. This is 98Q Country.
ABC News, I'm Derek Dennis. Pushing for a new Israel-Hamas ceasefire, the release of more hostages, and more humanitarian aid into Gaza, National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan sits down today with Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas. He met with Israel's President Netanyahu yesterday. The goal long-term, a two-state solution. Short-term, President Biden with a message for Israel.
I want them to be focused on how to save civilian lives. Not stop going after Hamas, but be more careful.
On another war front, Ukraine's push for more international funding and its fight against Russia is stalled. House lawmakers have left for holiday recess, while the Senate is delaying its recess to work on an immigration border deal, a sticking point in more Ukraine funding. In the Georgia election interference case, former White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows goes to court today trying to appeal the charges against him, while former Trump lawyer Rudy Giuliani will learn what he'll have to pay to election workers for defamation, falsely claiming they committed election fraud. This is ABC News. A man is dead and a New York City police officer is hurt after trading gunfire at the end of a three-hour standoff yesterday.
Police came to the Lower East Side just before noon looking for a suspect wanted in connection with an October shooting. When police arrived, the suspect barricaded himself inside a bathroom with a 9mm handgun. Police said the suspect, identified as Kent Edwards, opened fire, striking an officer in his protective vest. Officers returned fire, and just before 3 in the afternoon, the suspect was pronounced dead.
ABC's Aaron Katursky. Jury deliberations today in the trial of actor Jonathan Majors, accused of assaulting his ex-girlfriend last spring in New York. He denies the assault, but could get up to a year in prison if convicted. And longtime college basketball analyst Dick Vitale beating back cancer again. He now says he's won his battle against vocal cord cancer for the last 5 months. Vitale says he'll rest a bit before going back on the air. We wish him well. I'm Derek Dennis, ABC News.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wiggehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. President Biden plans to return to Milwaukee next Wednesday to talk about his economic policy plan and highlight recent small business gains in Wisconsin. It's not clear where the president will be or for how long. University of Wisconsin Regents are changing course and voting for a deal they rejected Saturday. Among other things, the universities get employee pay raises in exchange for downsizing diversity offices. Amy Bogus changed her vote after assurances that diversity is still key to the system's strategic plan.
We will hold our feet to the fire on this, and by adopting this resolution, it does not reduce or eliminate that accountability for them or for us.
The deal also paves the way for a new engineering building on the Madison campus. I'm Nate Wiggehout, Civic Media News.
Here's another community reminder from Civic Media.
The Lord's Cupboard Food Pantry is open every Saturday from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. at First Congregational Church in downtown Park Falls. Check out their Facebook page for updates and income guidelines. Want to volunteer? Stop down Saturday to inquire. That's every Saturday from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. at First Congregational Church in downtown Park Falls. The Lord's Cupboard, serving those in need in Price County and surrounding areas for over 15 years.
Leaning into local radio, 98Q Country. The Badgers volleyball season comes to an end. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Badgers women's volleyball team tied the match at one apiece, but the Texas Longhorns, who won the national championship last year, took over up 15-3 in the third set and never looked back. Texas advances to the NCAA finals on Sunday against Nebraska. Wisconsin returns home today with a final season record of 30 wins against just 4 losses. Men's college basketball, the Badgers with a win at home, 75-60 over Jacksonville State. NFL, the Packers have a problem. A.J. Dillon, their most productive running back this season, suffered a broken thumb in the loss to the Giants Monday night. It doesn't look good for Dillon to play Sunday against the Buccaneers.
If there is some hurt, not making it a bigger issue than it is down the road. And then the next question is, will I be able to go out there and positively impact the team with me being out there? And so, you know, we still got some days left in the week. And, you know, those questions I got to figure out myself.
That's Packers running back A.J. Dillon. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Here's your 98Q Country weatherology forecast. Mostly cloudy for today, rain in the area. Highs top out near 38 degrees, and winds will be fairly light. Tonight, rain becomes mixed with snow, changing over to all snow at some point after midnight. A dusting of wet snow possible by Saturday morning. Lows drop to 28. Winds southeast, 5 to 10 miles per hour. Saturday, rain and snow tapers off to just some patchy drizzle by afternoon. Otherwise cloudy, highs head back to 38. Winds remain southeast, 5 to 15, higher gusts possible. Then lows head back down to 28 on Saturday night. I'm weatherology meteorologist Phil Jensko, and that's your forecast on 98Q Country. Right now it's 38.
There's a whole lot more. Brand new country. I'm a lost cause.
Q Country.
Country. Yeah. Excuse me.
'Tis the season of ugly sweaters and fruitcake. At least we have more nonstop country for you.
Hey, 98Q Country.
Classics. Your country. 98Q Country.
Sunny light.
I guess we're going to see the end of the song there to Chris Stapleton and White Horse at 98Q Country. So it happens when I'm gone for a few days and I come in and hit one button, and it does that. Hey, good Friday to you on this 15th day of December. Joel here. We're back. We're vertical. We're walking. Sometimes you just go through some of those stretches in life where you just wonder where you got it, right? You're wondering where where you picked up the bug. We'll maybe talk a little bit about it later. I don't want to drag you down too much, but it's been an interesting week for your morning guy, and we are thankful for you and thankful that we're back here at the radio station and feeling much better. So we'll chat about some of those adventures a little bit later on here this morning. But we've got some news and sports to get to. We're going to kind of recap during the 7 o'clock news, since we've been kind of dropping the ball here this week on our local sports teams. We did have a couple broadcasts on, but telling you how they're doing and where they're at. So we'll recap our area teams and how they're doing on the season and how they did in some of the games last night. We'll do that during the 7 o'clock sports this morning. Right now, let's get our twice an hour update, a little ABC news and some Wisconsin news and sports.
ABC News, I'm Derek Dennis. Pushing for a new Israel-Hamas ceasefire, the release of more hostages, and more humanitarian aid into Gaza, National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan sits down today with Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas. He met with Israel's President Netanyahu yesterday. The goal long-term, a two-state solution. Short-term, President Biden with a message for Israel.
I want them to be focused on how to save civilian lives, not stop going after Hamas, but be more careful.
On another war front, Ukraine's push for more international funding and its fight against Russia is stalled. House lawmakers have left for holiday recess, while the Senate is delaying its recess to work on an immigration border deal, a sticking point in more Ukraine funding. In the Georgia election interference case, former White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows goes to court today trying to appeal the charges against him, while former Trump lawyer Rudy Giuliani will learn what he'll have to pay to election workers for defamation, falsely claiming they committed election fraud. This is ABC News.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wegehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Wisconsin's biggest business lobbying group is suing the state justice department over an open records request. Wisconsin Manufacturers and Commerce asked for records between the justice department and the law firm they hired to go after PFAS manufacturers in March of 2022. They finally heard back in September of this year that the request had been denied. The department's policy says it should take about 10 days to decide whether or not a records request should be granted. All of Wisconsin's U.S. House Republicans voted for the impeachment inquiry into President Joe Biden. The vote merely extends the House investigation into President Biden. It doesn't impeach him or remove him from office. I'm Nate Wegehout, Civic Media News.
Here's another community reminder from Civic Media.
When your family is looking to add a dog or cat to your family photo, stop by Catkins first. Catkins is a no-kill Northwoods animal shelter. They are a dedicated group of animal lovers working to improve the lives of homeless pets in the Northwoods. Check out their website, catkinsrescue.org, or call 715-762-0122 for more information on adoption, volunteering, or donating. Catkins, caring for animals in need throughout the Northwoods region.
Leaning into local radio, 98Q Country.
A.J. Dillon unlikely to play. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. A.J. Dillon has been the Packers' best running back this season, but we've learned on one of the last plays of the game Monday in New York, Dillon's right hand was crushed by a helmet. He now has a broken right thumb. Aaron Jones has been out a month with an MCL sprain. Is he ready yet?
I'm feeling a lot better. Got to move around today in practice and making great strides. So I'm going to take it day by day, but I feel I'm confident.
Wisconsin's volleyball team is coming home. They lost in the semifinals last night in Tampa, 3-1 to the Texas Longhorns, who advanced to the finals against Nebraska on Sunday. The Badgers men's basketball team able to get another win at home, this time 75-60 over Jacksonville State. Wisconsin now 8-3. They return to the Kohl's Center next Friday night against Chicago State. Badgers head coach Greg Gard.
We are going to have to really work to get things offensively because they're a good defensive team.
With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Up to a $5,000 sign-on bonus. You heard right.
and up to $35 an hour based on experience. The Wheelway Service Department has an opening for a service technician. Make up to $35 an hour based on experience. Training will be provided. Up to a $5,000 sign-on bonus. Now may be the time, the perfect time for a change. Stop in and inquire at Wheelway, Highway 13 in Fifield, Wisconsin.
I'm Dr. Stork. Eggs are a staple in our diets, and there's only one egg with more delicious farm-fresh taste plus superior nutrition. Eggland's Best. With more vitamins, including 6 times more vitamin D and 10 times more vitamin E, plus 25% less saturated fat than ordinary eggs. Available in so many delicious varieties. Classic, cage-free, and organic. Eggland's Best. Better taste, better nutrition, better eggs.
Staples and HP want you to have a happy holla-deal. That's right, holla-deal. Now, during Staples holla-deals, you can save up to $115 on the HP Smart Tank 6001 all-in-one printer with up to 2 years of original HP ink right in the box. Plus, find savings of up to 40% on select HP computers and monitors. Happy holla-deals from Staples and HP, America's most trusted printer brand. Smart Tank offer ends 12/23. HP Tech offers end 1/6/24. Visit staples.com/HP for details.
If you have unfiled taxes or are in debt to the IRS, this is important news. The IRS just rolled out a new program to help struggling taxpayers more easily resolve their tax problems. It's called the Taxpayer Relief Initiative, and it opens up powerful new options for people looking to get back on the right track with the IRS. And no one knows this program like the professionals at Optima Tax Relief, America's most trusted tax resolution company. They've resolved over $1 billion in tax debt for their clients and have the expertise and experience to help you. One easy call to Optima can start the process, helping to put an end to your worries of wage garnishment, asset seizure, and other aggressive IRS actions. Make today the beginning of your fresh start with the IRS. Call the experts at Optima Tax Relief now for your free confidential consultation.
Call 800-567-2261. 800-567-2261. 800-567-2261.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
We're all mutual insurance, keeping Wisconsin strong.
Get insurance from a company who knows Wisconsin and cares about your community. You may know Rural Mutual Insurance as the number one farm insurer, but did you know they also offer competitive home and auto rates? Visit RuralMutual.com to learn more about products and discounts.
Rural Mutual Insurance, keeping Wisconsin strong.
Ho, 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 ho. Auto Value has once again teamed up with Toys for Tots to help deliver hope to less fortunate children this Christmas. Now through December 15th, you can drop off a new unwrapped toy or cash donation at any participating Auto Value parts store. Your toy or cash donation will not only help Santa, but also allow one more child to experience the magic of Christmas. On behalf of everyone at Auto Value and the North Pole, we thank you. Ho, ho, ho.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Here's your 98Q Country weatherology forecast. Mostly cloudy for today, rain in the area. Highs top out near 38 degrees, and winds will be fairly light. Tonight, rain becomes mixed with snow, changing over to all snow at some point after midnight. A dusting of wet snow possible by Saturday morning. Lows drop to 28. Winds southeast, 5 to 10 miles per hour. Saturday, rain and snow tapers off to just some patchy drizzle by afternoon. Otherwise cloudy, highs head back to 38. Winds remain southeast, 5 to 15, higher gusts possible. Then lows head back down to 28 on Saturday night. I'm weatherology meteorologist Phil Jensko, and that's your forecast on 98 Q Country. Right now it's 39.
Now scanning the country music.
Bury me in
your next auditory experience has been selected.
98Q Country.
We've been swinging and missing. It ain't broke yet, but damn, it needs fixing. Been a while since your kiss felt like kissing. is just different. We've been talking about forever since we've been together. Something about a ring makes you think we're better off with all this, but we're caught in between a rock and a hard place. Red wine and mistakes, tears rolling down your face when I walked out that door. That's when I lost it. Midnight in Austin. Damn, I'm exhausted. What the hell's this all for? Is this
online at 98qcountry.com.
98.3. Online at 98qcountry.com.
There's so much going on in this town. To keep me busy, I've been running around. Up and down all these avenues, doing everything but thinking about you. As long as I stay on the mind, fine. The city side of those city limit signs. You don't really cross my mind. As soon as
to be back with you on this Friday. Some people just like to show up one day out of the week. I guess if you're going to do that, Friday is the day, right? You might as well just be, why not? Interesting week for your morning guy, but we're here. We're glad to be here. We've got, I want to, very thankful for Austin and Gray and for the crew for filling in. Lots of changes, lots of stuff at the last second. We brought you some Team Seal hockey last night. Pretty good game down there at the Park Falls Rec Arena. We'll get that game archived for you later this morning at 98qcountry.com. We will bring you high school sports tonight. Got a little bit of a change in the schedule. We are going to bring you Phillips Athens boys tonight. We got a little announcer conflict, so we're going to pick up another Shawamigan game later in the year. So we apologize. We can't bring you the Shawamigan Prentice boys game tonight. Instead, we've got Athens Phillips boys from Logger Camp tonight. Phillips girls are having an adventure down in Florida as they're playing a couple of games down there and a trip they're taking to Florida or they're in the middle of. So we'll talk about all of our area sports teams coming up during our 7 o'clock get-together. Some mild, wimpy weather continues. Our prospects for a white Christmas are not looking good. I know they consider a white Christmas to be like at least an inch of snow on the ground or whatever. We don't consider that a white Christmas here. No, if there's less than a foot of snow on the ground, we kind of consider that not a white Christmas up here. And it doesn't look like we're going to have much snow at all on the ground by the time Christmas Day rolls around. We'll get updated on all the weather. News and sports, of course, to come after 7. Visit Ken's Carpet Center in Phillips, Wisconsin, and get your best night's sleep on a spring air mattress set. Queen and full sizes on display with twin and king available. Plus,
Ken will deliver no charge within 40 miles of Phillips. At Ken, you're going to find several types of flooring and carpeting by Mohawk with installation right from the store. Also, shop a variety of consignment furniture and other unique items on display. Open 9 a.m. Monday through Saturday, Ken's Carpet Center is your K&B appliance outlet also. Stop in today or call Ken's Carpet at 715-339-4838. For measurements and installation, Ken's Carpet, right on Highway 13 in Phillips, Wisconsin.
Drowning in IRS debt? If you can't afford to pay your IRS debt due to economic hardship, you can now be free of IRS collection efforts by taking advantage of a special IRS tax hardship program. This program allows Americans who owe the IRS to resolve their delinquent tax debt once and for all. In some cases, maybe even reducing what you owe significantly. An open phone line has been established by Community Tax for consumers to call and see if they qualify. Simply dial 800-251-2305. If you owe back taxes to the IRS and cannot afford to pay them back or have years of unfiled tax returns, help is standing by. Just call the Community Tax Helpline today at 800-251-2305 for the help that you need. Don't take on the IRS alone. They can attack your wages, savings, pension, home, and even your Social Security check. Call 800-251-2305 to see if you qualify. That's 800-251-2305.
Here's your 98Q Country weatherology forecast. Mostly cloudy for today, rain in the area. Highs top out near 38 degrees, and winds will be fairly light. Tonight, rain becomes mixed with snow, changing over to all snow at some point after midnight. A dusting of wet snow possible by Saturday morning. Lows drop to 28. Winds southeast, 5 to 10 miles per hour. Saturday, rain and snow tapers off to just some patchy drizzle by afternoon. Otherwise cloudy. Highs head back to 38. Winds remain southeast, 5 to 15, higher gusts possible. Then lows head back down to 28 on Saturday night. I'm weatherology meteorologist Phil Jensko, and that's your forecast on 98Q Country. Right now it's 39.
Introducing...
This is Eric Church.
The notes and the words and the songs I sing to the ones doing life.
Station is great. I love you guys.
98Q Country.
Swear that you stay single. Next thing you know, you meet a girl at a bar. And next thing you know, you get her laughing. It's 2 a.m. You're telling your buddies. 3 months in, and she ain't moving in. There's a U-Haul trailer, next thing you know, your old apartment, it's y'all's new place. There goes the carpet, but the deer head stays. Next thing you know, you're saving money like never before. Just spend it all at a jewelry store. Getting down on one knee on her mama's pose. Just pray she don't say no. Next thing you know, your best man gives a half-drunk speech. And your sunburn. Trying, next thing you know, there's a test on the counter. Next thing you know, standing there crying, not nervous.
Country. Today's favorites and yesterday's classics.
Christmas makes you feel emotional. It may bring parties or thoughts devotional. Whatever happens, whatever may be, here is what Christmas time means to me. Silver bells, silver bells, it's Christmas time in the city.
Closer, a week from Monday, Christmas Day, Silver Bells there with the Judds at 98Q Country. Joel back in here, no worries for the wear. No, I don't know how those sayings go. We're here. We're here. We're feeling a lot better than we were just 24 hours ago and 48 and 72 and picked up a little bit of that bug that's been going around. It was enough to cancel a lot of games around the Northwoods this past week. You know, Phillips and Shawamigan boys, they were supposed to play on Tuesday. Illness issues due to some of the staff and players caused that to be canceled. It caused the morning show to not be canceled, but substituted by the very qualified Greg Gunderson and Austin Krause. I appreciate them for stepping in and filling in. But we're here. We're feeling good enough to get her done anyway. 38 is our forecasted high today, and we'll see a little precipitation tonight and maybe into tomorrow. It's just going to be too warm for it to really get anything serious about piling up this snow out there. We'll call it 36 degrees right now. And some words of wisdom for this Friday, the 15th of December. Focus on the family is what we call it. It's brought to you by Park Pharmacy.
Millions of people find themselves battling with depression, grief, and anxiety. Unfortunately, that pain is exacerbated through silence. Emotional pain is often stigmatized. As C.S. Lewis once wrote, it's easier to say, my tooth is aching, than to say, my heart is broken. Many people are too embarrassed to talk about their pain or to reach out for help, so they remain silent, keeping it hidden inside. Burying our suffering offers relief for a while, but pain always returns. Sometimes it comes back even worse than before. As my friend, the late Gary Smalley, used to say, you never bury anger dead. You bury it alive, and sooner or later, it'll resurface. Believe me when I tell you that by embracing your weakness, you become stronger. It's a paradox. When you ignore or hide your weakness, you bear the weight of your pain alone. But when you open yourself up to someone who will listen and who can help, the power of your problem begins to diffuse. You don't have to give in to shame or embarrassment by ignoring your pain, burying it, or by hoping it simply goes away on its own. There's a better way. Embrace your pain by reaching out for help from a close friend, a family member, or a professional counselor who can help you find answers for your struggles. There is hope, but the first step is to break your silence. For more help, go to FocusOnTheFamily.com. I'm Jim Daly.
Let's see, if something costs less, but people are happier with it, that sounds like something to look into, and that is MediShare. Maybe you've heard switching to MediShare to pay for healthcare can save many families up to $500 a month, and that is huge. But it's also true that people are way more satisfied after making the switch, too. The member satisfaction rate for MediShare is double that of the typical health insurance plan. Double. MediShare works, too. It's been around for 30 years. Members have shared more than $5 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth and a huge nationwide PPO network. So, yeah, really, you can save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care. So if you're self-employed or part of the gig economy or you just want a plan you're happy with, you can call right now. You'll get a price within 2 minutes. So see what you can save. This is a very, very smart use of 2 minutes. Here's the number you need. Call 888-SHARE-19. That's 888-SHARE-19. 888-SHARE-19.
Your Health Mart Pharmacy in Park Falls. Park Pharmacy can be trusted to handle all your prescription needs. Your Health Mart pharmacists take the time to get to know you and explain your medications. When you need a prescription filled, come to Park Pharmacy. You're a Health Mart pharmacy who has a personal commitment to their community. They care for you and about you. That's Park Pharmacy, downtown Park Falls.
Get it done right the first time with CNR Power Sports. Come see Carl on Ash Street in Park Falls when your boat, ATV, UTV, snowmobile, or even lawnmowers, snowblowers, chainsaws, and all other small engines won't start or run right. From light tune-up to full teardown and engine rebuild, Carl will bring his 30-plus years of experience to every job you bring him. CNR Power Sports is also the area's only factory-authorized warranty service center for Generac and DR brand equipment. Bring all makes and models. Look up CNR Power Sports on Google or give Carl a call at 608-228-7223. Find Carl where Ash Street meets the Tuscobia Trail. CNR Power Sports, your trusty pit stop for top-notch care.
Jim Gaffigan here with some more straight talk.
Let's take a moment to appreciate our sweet children, loving grandparents, and eternal soulmates.
Now let's use them to save money on wireless.
Because with the Straight Talk Silver plan, you get 4 lines for just $25 a month with unlimited data and no contracts.
So add those human pawns, loved ones,
and save money.
Thanks, kids. You're finally worth it. Straight Talk Wireless, available at Walmart.
Get 4 lines on Silver Unlimited for $25 per line per month, plus taxes and fees. For data management practices and additional terms, visit straighttalk.com.
Hey, this is Travis Kelce, NFL tight end and proud member of the Lowe's Home Team. Lowe's knows when you've got the best price, you've already won. That's why we offer the lowest price guarantee. If you find a better price online or in-store, we'll match it. Now you can score on the top brands from the Lowe's Home Team picks, like Scott's, LG, and DeWalt. So take on your projects with confidence. Lowe's is the exclusive home improvement retail partner of the NFL.
Price match applies to same item, current price at qualifying retailers. Exclusions and terms apply. Learn how we'll match price at Lowe's.com/lowest price guarantee.
Wendy's new breakfast 2 for $3 Biggie Bundles let you create your own delicious combo. Choose from a sausage biscuit, egg and cheese biscuit, small seasoned potatoes, and a medium hot coffee. But it's obvious which combo's the best. Sausage biscuit and small seasoned potatoes. Well, maybe it's the fresh cracked egg and cheese biscuit with a medium hot coffee. Or two savory sausage biscuits. Whichever you pick, you can't go wrong. Choose wisely. Choose Wendy's new 2 for $3 Biggie Bundles.
Limited time only. U.S. price and participation may vary. Not valid in a combo. Single item at regular price.
Here's your 98Q Country weatherology forecast. Mostly cloudy for today, rain in the area. Highs top out near 38 degrees, and winds will be fairly light. Tonight, rain becomes mixed with snow, changing over to all snow at some point after midnight. A dusting of wet snow possible by Saturday morning. Lows drop to 28. Winds southeast, 5 to 10 miles per hour. Saturday, rain and snow tapers off to just some patchy drizzle by afternoon. Otherwise cloudy. Highs head back to 38. Winds remain southeast 5 to 15, higher gusts possible. Then lows head back down to 28 on Saturday night. I'm weatherology meteorologist Phil Jensko, and that's your forecast on 98 Q Country. Right now it's 39.
Here we go. Hey, what's up, you guys? This is Darius Rucker.
Q Country.
I was a cold beer drinker down at Joe's place, a corner pocket slinker at a pedal down pace, another man's early.